The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Well, one of the great things about college football rivalries is it can save lives. It can actually almost wake the dead just talking about them. Story about an Ohio man who was sent back to the United States in a coma after he had suffered a traumatic brain injury in a car accident overseas. Really sad. Zach Lawrence, who's 38 years old, suffered the injury in an accident in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia in March, returned to Columbus in April, and doctors thought he had little chance of waking up. His family was told they could expect to turn off his feeding tube within 6 to 12 months. However, Lawrence was asked to press yes or a no button in answer to the question of whether or not he liked Michigan. To the delight of his family, so this is the Michigan-Ohio State thing.
That's correct.
To the delight of his family, the Ohio State football fan hit no twice.
Isn't that special?
He's in a coma, and he's asked if he likes Michigan, and he says
that,
no.
That rivalry is real. Well, I mean, I was raised with that rivalry, only on the other end of this guy, Michigan and Ohio State. You do not like
Ohio State.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, yeah. So he's now, as a result of responding like that, he's considered semi-conscious. The family wasn't not sure how we got so lucky for them to take him in. He always makes a face when we mention Michigan. we're pretty sure he's in there. That's pretty amazing.
Crazy. Would it be shocking to you if we find out later on that, like, all these people who are brain dead are actually completely fine? Not fine in the fact of like their entire life, but like fine in the idea of like they can hear and process everything that's going on.
Well, so like often we find that out.
It's happened. There's certainly a lot of anecdotal evidence that it's that
pretty
it happens.
Frightening to think that.
But I mean, it could be one of those that we find out later on, like, oopsie, yeah. Crap, sorry about that.
Hey, I wonder if we shouldn't have starved some of these people to death.
Yeah, maybe not a great idea. It's weird, but you know, and again, it's just basically we're just trying to figure it out as we go. I mean, I don't think there's any nefarious intent by any means there, but we're trying to understand those things, and I don't think we do. You know, I don't know that it's going to be to the level
we don't know
I'm describing here, but I mean, we certainly don't know everything.
Just
about these
don't
situations.
Know everything.